Google promises that its AI, its artificial intelligence, won't be evil. Well, thank God. I guess we can put our fears aside and not even have to worry about this anymore. Google's got it handled, right? I don't think so. So last week, at the Google I/O Developers Conference, there was a consistent message about Google's artificial intelligence from a cast of Google executives and people like that. But they were saying that their AI will not be evil. Sundar Pichai, I'm probably butchering that, but in his keynote address, he said about AI, he said, quote, "We feel a deep sense of responsibility to get these things right," end quote. I wonder if they would consider censorship evil. I wonder if they would consider shadow banning evil. I certainly would, but they seem okay with that. I'm not sure if I entirely trust their perception of evil, what evil is. Because I think when they think evil, they think us. I think they think conservatives and Christians, clearly. I mean, look at all the banning and censorship and stuff. So I look at their version of what's good and right as evil. But so in a recent letter to shareholders, the president of its parent company, Sergey Brin, said similarly, "I expect machine learning," this is a quote, "technology to continue to evolve rapidly and for Alphabet to continue to be a leader in both the technological and ethical evolution of the field." Ethical, so we're going to get our ethics from an artificial intelligence. Now, there's a whole bunch of issues with, the idea of a responsible or ethical artificial intelligence. You know, ethics, bias, fairness, and algorithmic transparency are just a few of these problems, but there's a lot more. In fact, recently, one Google engineer raised perhaps one of the most fundamental points, the standard of scientific rigor in the development of AI. So in a recent article in Science that covered proceedings at the International Conference on Learning Representations in Vancouver, Google AI researcher Ali Rahimi was quoted as saying, "There's anguish in the field. Many of us feel like we're operating on alien technology." And he also said that he's very concerned that the entire field has become a black box, meaning they don't know what's going on. So Rahimi co-authored a paper that says that knowledge, nominally the goal of scientific research, is currently in second place to wins, the practice of beating a benchmark as a way to getting recognized in the AI community. And believe me, I'm all for competitiveness in the workplace and stuff. I mean, that's how you build cooler stuff. But if it's done too fast, it can get irresponsible. Because again, how do you define evil? And if a person can't define it well, then how are they going to teach it to a machine? How is a liberal leftist computer programmer going to teach a machine what's evil? The first thing the AI is going to learn is that Donald Trump is evil. So the authors go into highlight how this may be skewing the true nature of progress in artificial intelligence and contributing to wasted efforts and suboptimal performance. So, for example, researchers showed how stripping all the bells and whistles from a translation algorithm made it work better, which highlighted how its creators didn't know which parts of the AI were doing what. Oh, that's comforting. So apparently it's not uncommon for the core of an AI to be technically flawed. So that's a problem. Other people at Alphabet seemed to agree. John Smith, a computer scientist, I'm kidding, it's not John Smith, it's Kasaba Sepisvari. I don't know. Anyway, it's a computer scientist at its Go-winning DeepMind subsidiary in London, told Science that competitive testing has gone too far. A paper is more likely to be published if the reported algorithm beats some benchmark than if the paper sheds light on the software's inner workings. Now you also got Francois Chollat, a computer scientist at Google in California. He told the magazine that people rely on folklore and magic spells, metaphorically referring to how AI engineers adopt pet methods to tune their AIs. So the author suggests a range of fixes, all focused on learning which algorithms work best, when, and why. Go figure. They include deleting parts of an algorithm, seeing what works, what breaks, reporting the performance of an algorithm across different dimensions so that performance improvements in one area don't mask a drop in another, and also sanity checks where an algorithm is tested on counterfactual or alternative data to see how it responds. So as awareness grows around artificial intelligence and its impact on our society, and as the tech giants continue to concentrate AI capability within their walls, there is as much need to maintain transparency and accountability around the creation of AI as there is around the use for it. So, but yeah, again, it's how do you define evil? How can they can't make that promise? They can't make the promise that AI won't be evil. It almost assuredly will be evil. You know, if it can even achieve a conscious thought of his own, which I don't know if that's even possible. And actually, in a couple of things online, Jordan Peterson has talked about artificial intelligence and how without it being embodied, it's almost like insanity, the idea of it. So there's important psychological things, and so you might think, well, what does human psychology have to do with AI? You know, it's a machine. Well, it's because humans are designing the machine. So, of course, our imprint, we're going to be imprinted on that. Human psychology, the artificial intelligence is modeled after human psychology, so it's going to adopt that. But, yeah, I mean, again, how do you define evil? Evil is different for everybody. Now, I adhere to just the biblical definition of evil, just anything that's against the wills and wishes of God, anything that's against God, anything that God said not to do, or anything that he said to do and you don't do it, you know, all that kind of stuff, that's evil. Rebellion against God is evil. And some would even argue that the creation of an artificial intelligence is in itself a rebellion against God, so it would already just by its nature be defined as evil. Well, I'll tell you what, I am really interested to know what you think about this. It's a deep philosophical conversation about our current state of technology, and it's important for us to be having these talks and figuring this out, you know, because we got to live in the world too, and decisions are being made without our consent, without our input. In fact, I bet you anything this video will get demonetized. I bet you that this video will say that only a couple hundred people viewed it, or a few hundred, even though it's probably thousands. But anyway, and all that stuff, I mean, like I said, I would consider that evil, but I guess they don't. So I don't rely on their perception of what is right and what is wrong. I expect that if AI does get created, and if it's created by a liberal leftist company, private company out there somewhere, or even almost scarier, the government, I actually don't know which is worse, if it's a privatized deal or if it's a government thing. Either way, the government's going to get its hands on it. But I can assure you it's going to be evil if it's produced by a liberal leftist-leaning, left-leaning organization or the government. And actually, even if it was built by a conservative or a Christian company, which I don't think Christians would really have an interest in doing it, but even if it was, I would still be cautious. I would still be very skeptical of it. So it's important to keep our eyes on it. I want to know what you think. Leave me a comment in the comment section below, or you can email me at joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com. You can message me on Facebook. Now, as I said before, I don't reply to YouTube comments. It's not that I feel like I'm better than anyone else. It's not out of laziness. It's not out of anything like that. It's because on YouTube, I don't know who is my real audience, you guys, and just who's some troll that is trying to pull me into something that you can't have a conversation or a debate or anything on in the YouTube comment section. I don't even really do it on Facebook. But if you have a criticism, you can leave it in the comment section. When YouTube actually decides to tell me that I've gotten a comment, and it almost never does, by the way, it lets 90% of them go. Like when I would have to actually go to each video and look at the comments individually, but I have hundreds of them, so I mean that would take forever. So that's another reason that I can't really respond. The best way, if you want to get a comment to me, if it's a criticism or something that you like, something you don't like, what you want to see more on the show, or if you even just want to talk about AI or whatever, you can do it on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on steemit.com/@Josh Peck. Twitter, I'm using Twitter a little bit more, but I'm @JP Disclosure. I've been using that a little bit more because it's probably important to do so. Well, probably not that important, but but you guys are there, and that's why it's important to me. Or you can just send me a direct email at joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com. And make sure you head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for all sorts of free stuff. You got free videos every day. Every single day it's updated. And the reason that we're able to keep doing that is through donations. There's a donate page. You can go to patreon.com/joshpeck. You can help out there. Lots of cool stuff there. Or you can even just share this video if you're not able to provide donations financially. You can share this video. You've taken the time to watch it, and you've been listening to me this long, so you can take the time to hit the share button. Okay, all that being said, thank you so much, and until next time, love you all, take care, and God bless.
Hey everybody, I have decided to start a Patreon site, and I'm very excited about it because this offers you at least one more avenue that can get us away from the YouTube and AdSense and all that ridiculousness that struggles so hard to shut down Christian conservative speakers such as myself. So if you want to help out, please consider becoming one of my patrons. That would be great. Now, it's only because of all of you guys that I've been able to continue doing this all these years. But those of you who are brand new, I cover things from a Christian conservative perspective, as I said before, but we also deal with some fringe topics, such as aliens, UFOs, ghosts, paranormal things. We deal with some things from the political realm, such as Second Amendment and First Amendment rights, things like that. But most importantly, we deal with the gospel of Jesus Christ, how best to present this information to friends who might not be believers. How do we talk to one another about these things? Well, we deal with all that, and I always take questions, I always take feedback, I always take advice, especially from my supporters. So if you haven't had a chance, go to my Patreon site, which is patreon.com/Josh Peck, very easy to remember, and consider becoming a patron for as little as $1 a month. That is nothing. And it would greatly help me out. It'll help you out. And as I always say, when we come together as a community, we can build something amazing together. So let's do that. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.